Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Coffee, juice, and soda can make pills dissolve faster than they're supposed to, so your body doesn't have as much time to absorb what's in them, and they might not work as well. It also happened with buttermilk.
And that's what I exclusively drink.
Yeah, to take your pills.
And all day.
Carrie takes a Kraft single, balls it up, puts the pills in there, then gives Rob a little buttermilk and rubs his throat.
That's right. And then pats me on the head.
She's a reporter. She's got brunette hair. She was married to Sylvester Stallone. I can't remember her name. She's a Kennedy, for God's sake. Something.
First of all, you're up.
So many mistakes in that statement. Are you talking about Maria Shriver?
Yes,
and she was married to Arnold, not
Sylvester Stallone.
Excuse me.
The Rock put this on Instagram, which is like TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. I got it. You rushed me.
Sorry.
So we are so dumb,
by the way.
We are.
The fact that now that's a game for us.
I know.
Such a stupid show, and I was slow. The old man was slow. Oh, God.
But not all too right. slow to lash out and say, you rushed me.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show, which has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Antigua in the Lesser Antilles. Le Moyne, Pennsylvania, Guilford, New Hampshire, Los Gatos, California.
Yeah.
Good.
Travelers Rest, South Carolina, and Torriglia, Padua. In Italy. Huh?
Padua.
Well, anyway. It's Padua. It's a good boy. I'm from a Torriglia, Padua.
Hey, do you know one of our former...
How do you know how it's... How do you know it's
It's a city in a Shakespearean play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Shakespearean. I'm a hawk is that thunder I hear. I'm a Shakespearean actor. It's an old, long joke that maybe someday... I probably have told it. I've told all my bad jokes.
I know that. I know that line from Radio Days.
No, that's I hear the cannons roar.
Oh, yeah.
Hawk, I hear the cannons roar. Happy Wednesday.
It is.
I listen. I listen to people when they tell me that I'm saying things that they disagree with vehemently. I'm listening when they tell me I've gotten out of line. And I'm listening when you tell me to apologize. I'm also listening when you say, hey, it's been about a month since you've played America's favorite new game show. That's right, everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
It's time to play.
Yes.
Who the F is it?
The highlight of my day.
And now here's your host of Who the F Is It, Mike Richards.
Boo.
Got some time on his hands.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason that we haven't played this game in so long is the nationwide talent search.
Yes. The guest hosts, Jimmy Cerrito. Dennis Murphy.
Oh,
it's over. I'm sorry. But it is time to play. Who the F is it? Who is this guy talking about? Who really the F is it? We don't know. You don't know. Yeah. Who's Oscar waving at? It looked like somebody important.
There's a tour. Yeah. There's a tour.
There's a tour?
There's a tour.
I see the podcast tour.
Yes.
Hello. Is it Girl Scouts?
No.
Is it Cub Scouts?
No.
Is it a prospective client?
Yes, and a friend. A friend of the owner. One of the owners of the place.
Oh.
Yes.
So I was wondering if... I'll put on my NPR voice and discuss the fact that, the CDC has come out with some new...
Well, if you're doing NPR, we have to change the name of the game of Who Could It Be?
Who could it be now?
Who could it be now?
That is funny. That
could
is
it
funny.
Be now?
I wonder who it is.
I wonder who it is. Who the F is it? There we go.
I'm just feeling goofy because it's, you know, it's all three of us cooped up now. And, well, are you ready to get rolling on this, ladies and gentlemen?
Do you want to do a reset on the rules for people that are listening?
Yes.
You can do it. You memorize rules. By the way, let me stop that for a second. So, Oscar.
Yes.
This is where Rob Spiewak is my memory,
mm-hmm.
because my failing memory. We did it probably just about a month ago, right?
It was July 26th.
My last victory was
really
July 26th.
Was it really that long ago? It was that long ago?
July 26th, because I had to go back to check the elements.
And then I won the game prior to that as well.
A flat month ago.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay. Well, I remember, it was a game. I did it more than once. We definitely had to have some elements. And I texted Rob.
Your game.
And I said, Rob, you remember we're going to do Who the F Is It Today. Get those elements up.
Yeah.
And then the phone rings, and I see it's Rob. And Rob gets the answer from when I know there might be a problem, Mike, on the other end. So you get me kind of with the Napoleon answer, where it's just like, oh,
wow.
Yeah.
What is it?
It sounded like I woke you.
No, I was. You wouldn't have wakened me since I had texted you before.
I know.
That,
that's why.
You
know? And I know you're not.
That's not. That's conjuring a little bit.
Yeah. No, you.
That's
said
conjuring
that,
just
no,
a little
no,
bit.
No, you're not at all.
It, you're
not
projecting to the audience. And Mike,
that's kind of like
all Mike
saying.
Does is just
I keep
naps.
My finger on the hot 100 when you play an element that you got spoon fed from our prep service.
But it's not conjuring
that's
this
dishonesty,
time.
And I don't care for it,
Mike. What I'm saying is that we don't speak on the phone very much,
right.
And so. It's a rare time when I call you, and I normally get hello or hello, but what I got was hello. And it was not saying that you were asleep. It was just less energetic. And I thought, I hope I haven't interrupted something. But
right.
Anyway, let's move on.
I wrote him. I said, we're going to do Who the F Is It Today. I think you had some stuff for it last time. That's the text. And he writes back, I just reviewed the game. There is the theme song. There was an element that you played at the end of each round, sort of like a swoosh. There was a winning. He said that to me after he called me and said, you played the elements.
Got it.
But then I got, can I explain the call that I got from you after that?
Yeah, and then I look on my soundboard.
And he calls
you can tell
me.
Him what I called you and
he
said.
He calls me, and then I probably answer like Napoleon because I think maybe I've screwed up because
right?
He hates to call me. And I said, hello? He says, do you think it's on my soundboard under the label, Who the F Is It?
Yes.
And I replied to him. I said, that would be the first place I'd look.
That's where I looked. And that's why I found this amazing theme song. And it is time to play. The way the game works, it's very simple.
Yes.
We have 10 questions here. All of them, usually
clues.
I start a little more cryptic than I get at the end. If we get 10 deep, it's very rare. Oscar has been on an amazing roll.
Mm.
He's undefeated.
I'm undefeated. I'm the undefeated champion, Mike.
That's right.
I will tell you that I get a lot of suggestions for Who the F Is It. Tripp put one in my box yesterday, which got me motivated to do another one. Carla has one she wants to do, but this is a different one that I have for you today, and that means we're going to start with our first question for Who the F Is It.
And
are you boys ready to play?
Don't forget the prize of $10.
Yeah, who's going to win the Power Porsche?
That's right.
That's right. Whoever wins gets $10 from the other two guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And now let's play... Who the F Is It?
Oh, and there's one rule you left out, Mike. But this is good. You're going to like that I remind you of
what?
This.
What?
Is that when you solve the puzzle, you have to yell at the top of your lungs, I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got it.
I've
that's
got
right.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Can we have a demonstration? Like, for example, if I said, this person was a major movie star.
Was it Clark Gable? I've got it!
Okay.
No,
but you would say,
you're right.
You're right.
I did it wrong.
You're the one that stopped the show.
I got it.
All right, let Oscar do it.
I got it.
That's how you do it. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Very
Let's
good.
Play the game right now.
I got excited.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You got it wrong.
Now, I normally don't mention the gender unless you, specifically mention it.
Or
but,
right. It could be fluid.
Yes.
We don't know. This individual was born in Oklahoma.
Born in Oklahoma. A Midwest state, Oscar.
I've got it.
No, you don't, but let's hear it.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett is a...
Damn
is
it!
Incorrect.
Is there a penalty for a wrong guess?
No. There wasn't
I've
a penalty.
I got it! James Garner.
No, that is incorrect.
Hey, don't ruin the game.
Thank you.
You ruined it first.
All right, this might narrow it down.
Okay.
This person has received an Edward R. Murrow Award for reporting.
Wow. Murrow Award. A lot of reporters out there. Yes. A lot of reporters out there.
But not all of them from Oklahoma. So the fact that he won a Murrow Award means he is a person, or she is a person, of this century.
And also a Sooner.
Oh, we have to move
I'm
on.
Terribly sorry. We must move on, gentlemen.
Right. Yes.
This individual that I'm describing here right now on Who the F Is It was divorced in 2008.
Divorced in 2008.
Broadcasting divorce 2008.
So it would have to be someone who was married, mm-hmm. but then got divorced. Someone who won an Edward R. Murrow Award, and right. someone who is from Oklahoma.
Loved and lost.
Yes.
Loved and lost.
Rolled yes, the love dice.
Don't we get to ask questions?
I wish that was louder.
No.
I'm going to turn that one down.
No, because there's limited 10 clues. We're That's allowed true. To collaborate, though. We can collaborate.
Damn it.
You're allowed to corroborate, but it's on to the next question.
Yeah, this is much harder than last time.
And you know what? We're getting very little help from the other room, Pony.
What's Pony? Is Pony texting in?
No. He's actually working.
All right. Her father.
Her. They can be women.
Was a fossil fuels specialist.
Ooh-wee. Fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels, like
That's oil.
Could be coal.
You got a lot of gas. Yeah.
I've got it.
Yes, Rob.
Katie Turr
is incorrect, and I'll play that again.
Hey, at least I'm trying.
That. Loser.
Next question.
Loser.
Or next statement. Next fact on Who the F Is It?
Yes.
America's favorite comedy game show.
Yes.
She was elected her high school homecoming queen.
Homecoming queen.
I've got it.
That was not loud enough.
I've got it.
Yes?
Connie Chung.
And you should know that Connie Chung is from the DMV, not Oklahoma.
Well, she went to Maryland. I didn't know she was from here.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
She. And now we're narrowing it down a little bit.
Right.
Attended Virginia Tech University.
Oh, God. I've got it. Katie Couric.
That is incorrect.
And you know what? I was going to guess Katie Couric.
You're too obvious.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. No, it was. No. It was just about right. So
all
what we've got here, Oscar? She is a lady.
An Edward R. Murrow Award.
She's a lady.
She's a
She's married.
Hey, this is better than last time. Divorced in 2008. I will throw in an extra one for you. Not remarried.
Not remarried yet.
Not remarried.
Yeah. I wonder
why
if her
did you
father,
say yet?
Because she could still remarry. She could still remarry.
Yes, she could.
Ooh! I baited him into an extra clue. Do you think her father?
I've got it.
Hold on. Oscar says he's got it.
I've got it.
I hope you don't get it. You have some weird savant ability with this game.
It's,
all right, go ahead.
She's a reporter. She's got brunette hair. She was married to Sylvester Stallone. I can't remember her name. She's from, she's a Kennedy, for God's sake.
Something.
First of all, you had so many mistakes in that statement. Are you talking about Maria Shriver?
Yes, and she was
Not Sylvester Stallone.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I retract my answer.
Okay, I think.
All right, here we go.
Next time you have to yell, I don't have it.
We might make a little progress here.
Right. Mm.
She was a weekend anchor and reporter at Wink News in Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, no.
So, she's had a circuitous route to begin in Oklahoma, then go to Tech, and then end up in Southwest Florida.
State.
Yes. And it's someone we've heard of. Who could it be?
Household name.
Household name.
I'm sorry. That means we need to move on to the next statement.
Right. Mm.
The next factoid. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
By the way, if you're keeping score at home, this is fact number 8. That means there are only 3 facts about this individual left.
This is the deepest we've ever gone.
How many anchors have fathers in fossil fuel?
Mm. She is 56 years old.
So young.
56.
Big name.
I've got
young
it.
For me.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. Rob Spiewak has it.
Excuse me.
Gotta be Hoda Kotb.
Rob Spiewak! Rob Spiewak!
How the hell did you get there?
She grew up, we never got to this one, she grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Where Robert's going to school.
Hopefully not Jones
F. And she is Egyptian-American, which would have probably
that would have
given
sealed it
to yeah. both of you. That's right, it is the lovely and talented and oh so sweet and nice Hoda Kotb, ladies and gentlemen,
fossil
of the
fuel.
Today Show, the co-anchor with Savannah Guthrie and Jenna Bush Hager, Sacco and Vanzetti of the Today Show. Or though, didn't Jenna Bush Lee? I don't watch
no, she's
it.
Still
anymore,
there.
So.
She's still there, like as a feature. She does features.
I didn't know Hoda had this this like oil tycoon prestige in her family.
Well, she was born in Oklahoma, and her father was, I guess, a specialist in fossil fuels. The divorce happened in 2008, but she's gotten a lot of press recently because the babies that she's adopted and the fact that she has postponed her wedding day. She is engaged to a gentleman, an older guy. Well, not that much older than she is. I think he's 61 or 62. And they've been postponing because of COVID. Hoda, when the wedding happens, wants everybody there.
Cool.
And a big, big wedding, apparently. And that's why it becomes news. And everybody always speculates because this thing has been postponed and then postponed again. That's the way
it
works.
I'm so glad you chose her. I'm glad you chose her because of all the people in news named Hoda, she's one of my favorites.
I'm disappointed that we didn't get it earlier. This is
well,
crazy.
I'm trying. You guys have been such buzzsaws on this game. I wanted to make it. What triggered it for you after I said 56 years old?
I started thinking.
Or when you asked me about the wedding.
That had nothing to do with it. That was me just trying to bait you.
When you said yet, I said, okay, that might be something.
That was just me trying to bait you into an answer. The turnkey for me was the age, because I started thinking of anchors in that age range, and then it reminded me of her divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
any
her age
for
reminded
the divorce?
What's that?
Any reasoning for it? Was it given? Like just they fell out of love or what?
I think you might call that irreconcilable differences. Yes, sir. Who knows? It could be irreconcilable differences, infidelity, mental cruelty. I don't really know.
I believe the reason she cited was Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer, which is. And, you know, I mean, that show, I don't know, has that show. Slipped recently in the ratings. Or
I don't look
is it,
at it anymore. I don't look
I'm a
at it anymore.
Squawk Box guy, you know that.
Let me look up today's show ratings. See
yeah. While you do that, can I give a quick shout out to our friends at WTTG Fox 5?
Please.
Oh my God! Rob was telling me about this morning. Tell the whole story about how they have a new studio, a new facility.
Yeah, about a month old. I think the studio is about
a
month old.
In Bethesda, Maryland.
And at one point, they threw it to Tucker to do the weather, and the audio was off. So they went to the 7-day forecast slide, and the 7-day forecast slide was up for about 7 days. It was seriously up for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then they figured out how to go to commercials. They came back to like a shot of the street with some studio chatter in the background. You couldn't make out words, but the tone was.
So wait a minute. When they held up the slide, and I still call it a slide.
Yeah, I do too.
The graphic of the 7-day forecast. That's all that was on screen?
With no music.
And it was just there, and you heard mumbling in the background.
The mumbling came when they tried to go to a live shot out on the street. Then they figured out they could go. Today was a Fox 5 field trip to a brewery in Loudoun County, so they threw it to Kevin McCarthy talking to a sort of quiet, mild-mannered brewer who didn't have a lot to say on the topic that they were talking about, which was beer, but they stayed with it forever. And then Kevin says, and Kevin's a good guy, we know him, he says, we're having trouble getting back on at the studio, so this segment's going to go longer. I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite movies?
Wow.
Well, he goes, he plays the hits.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for that.
Wait a minute, is Kevin part of is he a daily part of morning
show? If he's not doing an entertainment feature or interviews, they usually send him out to do like a field trip
he's
or something.
He's fully employed.
Man in the street.
Yeah.
He's been with that station for a long time, and that kind of role, they have legs in the business,
right? That's Steve Ducey's role.
Yeah, it suits him.
That's what Steve Ducey did before he became a Nazi. By the way, I'm going back a month with this.
Yeah.
But, yes. So this story is a month old, but it came across the desk here. It says NBC's Storied Today was once... Oh, this is a lovely puff piece.
Oh, good.
For the Today Show. NBC's Storied Today Show was once an iconic giant of morning television, but a devastating
wow.
collapse in viewership last week left the show. That would have been mid-July.
Yeah.
Left the show with its smallest audience in at least 30 years.
30 years.
I would imagine perhaps the ratings might have gotten a bump from the Olympics, but I don't know. It's a total fiasco, a longtime network news veteran with knowledge of the program's inner workings told Fox News. The show has lost its role as a cultural touchstone, mm-hmm. the industry insider added. There are obviously bigger industry trends at play, but the show is a non-factor. Today averaged 2.9 million viewers during the week of July 12th to the 16th to mark the first time NBC News flagship program failed to surpass the 3 million viewer threshold since 1991.
And if you think 3 million, ooh. That's not a huge threshold.
I thought this is the same, Mike, and you know this. It's the same spin for anyone that's trying to trash anyone. That's coming from Fox News. Yeah, on the mountaintop, right?
Yeah.
So think about it this way. Every show is suffering because our morning drive and our morning routines across the effing country,
yeah.
let alone each time zone, have completely changed. You're coming off a pandemic in the midsummer where people are finally leaving their homes and you had pent-up demand to travel, so nobody's watching from home anymore.
That's true. And for 20 months, everyone was sleeping in.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. Hey, Internet, I'm trying to get the most TikTok. Recent ratings from the Today Show.
Internet.
Can't do it. They're like July. That's what I get.
Bitcoin.
I get July.
Thank you.
Mike, we had a name submission from, was it Soto, our listener?
Mark Soto. Yeah.
He said, what about TMS? Stock Talk.
Stock Talk, you mean for your new investor club?
Yeah. So instead of Squawk Box, Stock Talk.
Stock Talk.
Would there be
no
any
whoop.
Interest? And because to be honest with you, I was thinking about that.
I love that.
And I really put you on the spot. And the investor club. To be honest with you, I need all of you. I need as much of you as I can get. I need you out there. Not only are you running the Podville Enterprise, yes. but I need you to run the Mike O'Mara Show. And I need you fresh and hot. I think taking you away to run an investor club
Stalk
website
talk.
Would be too much. But if you were
I can do
to
it on my off time.
If you were to pop in
yes.
weekly or biweekly.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, do a
oh,
little
I love
stock
a,
talk.
I love a segment. Yeah.
Stock.
You think
talk.
Rob? What do you think? Do you think that would be?
If,
would that be a sleeper?
I think it would be good. But what happened? I mean, he has to have the time to do. He said yesterday a 300-person Zoom meeting, but I think like a 15-to-20-person Zoom meeting.
No.
I'm talking about him.
Are you
tips.
Listening to the show today,
yeah,
or
but I'm saying
have
that,
you got brain fog?
What's no.
Havana
forget about
thing that
he's
they
shelving
have.
The show and just giving me a segment on the show.
Well, you see, but I think that you would
I
need...
know you don't like that. It's less of you, more of
no,
me.
No, let me finish, please. Is that if you're going to come in and do stock talk, I love the notion yesterday that it was coming from sort of a mind...
Yeah, but I'm not just going to come in with my own advice. I have my tentacles everywhere.
Okay, see, that's what I said.
Yeah.
If he can do that,
yeah.
then he can come in and share that.
But I'm asking both of you if this would be... ratings poison.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Simply
no.
because
Dallas Buyers
of that.
Club was Academy Award winner.
I do believe that was it. Wasn't yeah, that you... about drugs. I believe
I thought they were buying stocks.
No,
that was about a guy with AIDS.
Oh, excuse
and
me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Taking drugs.
It was drugs. That's
drugs.
The Dallas Buy. They were buying drugs for the AIDS virus. That's
excuse
what it was
me.
For. Back to the stock. I think if it's a brief segment,
yeah.
and you come in, and by the way, I don't know how you network with listeners on this particular subject, but if you say this stock tip today comes from so-and-so,
yeah.
who says this is going to really, really fly.
Be prepared to lose your money. I should say that.
By the way, you're the only guy that probably buys.
And sells
Rob
stocks.
Doesn't
stocks.
Do it at all.
No. Yes.
And you probably buy single issue,
yeah.
right? That's
yeah.
the way you do
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I have a guy,
yeah.
you know, that helps me out with that type
the
of thing.
The best way to go is with a guy and not with a pod guy.
But well, I have a guy.
Yes.
I have a guy that sent me something to sign, and it had 130 pages with it.
Oh, I saw that
yesterday. And that frustrated me a little. So I haven't gotten it back.
You should invest. If he's going to keep sending that stuff, you should invest in Teldar paper.
Yeah, paper. You know, that's will not only save Teldar paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the United States of America.
I would take it seriously. We'd have a disclosure at the beginning and end of the segment. Also, disclosure. I would disclose that I know. I'm just reading articles on the internet and talking to successful friends.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. John, my buddy John invited me to the Invitational, and then the guy got back to him.
What happened?
And you got knocked off?
He got a guy that bagged him, and then the guy said, I'm in now. Yeah. Thanks for saying. Yeah. Take 10 years to get back to people, you hump.
Wow.
Mm.
All right.
Well, he's not invited to the stock club.
No, I hope he loses money.
Yeah. All right. See you later. So it looks like I won't be going back to my old place to see the guys this season. Looking like that won't happen. Nobody invited me.
But is that
I knew it.
But is
that's
that so
why
sad?
I left.
Is that
they
so
all
sad?
Hate me. They all hate me. They all hate me.
That's pretty accurate.
See, and so is that so sad then?
What?
If you're not going back, if they all hate you?
I wanted to go back.
You want to be the hot chick that gets invited back to some sort of reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, I think we could do it.
I love it.
Stalk talk could be something that we do, and I think it could be special.
If you know about stalks, PM me.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I was just used. I was used as an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Because someone was worried that they might not get
Nobody
in.
Nobody makes Michael Mayer the back burner chick.
Know what?
You're the hot chick.
Yeah, that's right.
Write that back. Be like, I'm the hot chick.
No, I'm not. They won't understand that. That's it.
It would be unfortunate if something happened to this other guy.
Right. So, by the way, I don't know where you guys are in the binging of this, but one more episode for me and the White Lotus. By the way, are either one of you watching it or not?
You've tempted me to start because I was thrown because Carrie did not like it. And so I said, you know what?
Carrie didn't like it?
She didn't like it. Didn't appeal to her. Mm. But she's on a lot of painkillers, so I don't know.
Wow, by the way, I'm surprised.
I don't think
it was filled with
hateful
evil
humor.
I'll
give it a try. Maybe we can catch her on the second. She's dealing with something now, and I don't think I mentioned this. She's had to reprogram her phone because the facial recognition doesn't work anymore.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I think it could just be the splint.
Wait a second.
You mean, so she takes a full facial of her. The screen doesn't recognize her at all?
I think it was when she was, the swelling is down. I haven't checked with her the past couple days, but she was complaining about it over the weekend.
Well, excuse me, you haven't checked in with her the last couple of days?
No, I haven't asked her about the facial recognition over the last couple of days.
What's your overall review 2 weeks out?
Good question. Yeah.
She looks good. She does. And you know what? She doesn't look that different. She just looks like a lovely version of her old self.
That little computer, So, how much did she pay to? He's terrible, isn't he? He doesn't even know. He doesn't. She doesn't look that different. How much did you pay to get her to look that that similar?
It was a good. You can get a fine used car for the same price that we pay. But also, we had a consultation with the doctor. There is some swelling that still needs to come down. There's a couple weeks before she's going to look the way she's going to look.
Rob.
And she's also got her nose taped up still.
I am not an animal.
If you replayed to yourself in private,
yes.
I know we were busy, so we're not going to.
Right.
And your answer to Mike's question and your pause when you thought about how do I tactfully explain to my boys, the guys, what my wife's current state of recovery is in, her face, that it was like a Mack truck could have driven through that pause because you want to be tactful, right? And it takes some time for that swelling to come down.
It really does. Yes. It does.
How is she feeling about it?
She's happy.
We have some tapes from Carry surgery.
You know,
I don't know if I could put a dollar figure on her happiness at this point, but she seems happy.
There is a disclaimer when you buy an Apple phone. They say if you get reconstructive surgery or a facelift and a nose job in the period of 14 hours, we might have to recalibrate the phone.
All right, so she has to go to the Genius.
You know, I am still so mystified at everything that went down. I have seen since that, I guess my ears perk up when I hear about a surgery that goes 13 hours. And for some reason, that number of hours, it's in the teens when I hear this.
Right.
And you're talking about major, major heart surgery, transplants of some kind. I keep hearing that. I just don't understand how that did not. It just doesn't seem.
Have you
gotten any kind of second opinion yet?
Well, we followed up on the doctor, and Carrie actually
got the doctor who did the procedure.
And we also got more detail as to why the procedure took so long.
Oh, this is great.
He didn't say complications. He said it was slow going. He also said that.
Why would he say there were complications when he's the one that did the surgery?
Yeah, you don't want to admit to fault.
Exactly. Right. Like when you get in a car accident.
Yes.
You ask if they're okay. But there was more bleeding than he anticipated. Oh. Also,
I remember you had said that before.
And also the bridge of her nose.
The cartilage, they got that. That's the same.
Yeah,
but
it shattered.
It was a collapse.
It actually collapsed during surgery. It was much
thinner.
Why
did it shatter, though?
It was much thinner than he anticipated.
Did it just magically shatter, or did he shatter it?
I can't answer that.
Did you ask the question?
I was not at the consultation.
Okay,
I was not at the consultation.
All right. I would ask the question, how did it shatter? How does Carrie feel about it?
She's okay with it. She's 100% pleased with her recovery and pleased with the doctor. The doctor is a guy that has helped our whole family for a long time.
And really?
How many faceless doctors?
Is it Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing?
It's not Nicholas Van Helsing. Is it?
Did you get a group
discount? No, but he is. We've been through this, Oscar.
Today we are going to work on the bridge of the nose from the University of Rangoon.
You should listen to the show, Oscar. It's very entertaining. He is an ENT that also does plastic surgery.
Yes, yes.
So he's helped our family. And actually, Julia, when she was a baby, fell and tore her lip very badly. In a fit of, panic, we went straight to his office, and he stitched her up, and you can't even see the scar. So,
is he a sole practitioner?
He has a guy that works just under him, but he does all the surgery himself. You were to take an office visit.
Are there two doctors in the office, or is he the only doctor?
There is another doctor, but he is definitely the superstar doctor.
How many years?
Even when you see the font, it's a smaller font for the other doctor.
How old is the doctor?
I would say he is 60, if I had to guess.
This is an honest question.
Mm-hmm.
How many years, because a facelift and a nose job should rejuvenate your face, but also make you look younger.
Yeah.
How many years younger does she look to you?
I would say now 10 years younger.
Wow.
That's spectacular.
That is great.
And I look forward.
Congratulations,
I look
guys.
Forward. I look forward. I look forward to seeing when everything settles into place. Because he said for everything to be totally back to functioning normal, feeling, not just looking, but feeling, it's going to be just under 6 months.
Right.
But in 6 months, you throw a wig on her and then you're cheating.
Exactly. I don't even know what that means.
I do.
Okay.
I'm as sick as he is.
I do too. I just didn't want to.
During that 6 months, whatever you do, Robin, Rob is going to laugh out loud at this.
Yes.
Whatever you do during that 6 months, keep her away from chimpanzees.
Mike, she's very brave.
We'll take a break. That's face mask and stuff. All right.
13 hours.
We'll come back with more. Oh, the homepage.
Live from Fort Myers, it's the West South Florida Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, fans. I'm Twitch, along with Jim Amato, and we're calling the action live.
We're down to the final four dogs, and we still have some surprising contenders.
With the final four, an Irish Setter, a Bolivian Hairless, a huge Spiewak Mastiff, and a Mexican Longhair Chihuahua.
Can you believe they eat these dogs in some countries?
That's right, Jim. By the way, the Spiewak Mastiff is the largest dog we've ever had in competition.
That's dog. With two G's.
It sure is, Jim.
It looks like the handler is having some trouble with the Chihuahua.
Shut up, Frankie!
Oh, that's too bad. That'll knock him out of the competition. The judge is taking one last look, and there it is. The winner is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Best in Show.
Get a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Until next year, this is Jim Amato and Twitch saying,
who's a good boy?
I'm having too much fun doing this show today. My face hurts. Hey, have you noticed The large increase of mortgage advertising in the recent weeks, lower interest rates tend to drive up the number of mortgage companies vying for your attention.
Vying.
It's more important now than ever to work with a team you can trust. Mm. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money. They can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Just ask me, Rob, Oscar.
I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I'm in the process right now. It makes sense.
It's really a great opportunity, and if you haven't taken advantage of it, you've been thinking about it, this is the time to do it. This Delta variant that we're all dealing with right now, the crisis in Afghanistan, and mixed economic signals have caused rates to come down again to historic lows. So whether you're taking cash out with a refi or purchasing a new home, you need to call now.
Other companies
may entice you with low rates, but they won't disclose their higher closing costs or even charging you points. That's the old bait and switch. Don't fall for it. Call now. See what Cornerstone can do for you. No gimmicks, just benefits, savings, solutions. Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, and do it now, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the world Wide web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
You know, I'm a huge Bob Odenkirk fan. And
yes.
Was glad to see this. There haven't been many updates since he had the heart attack, and it was very cryptically reported in the news. Bob recently made a guest appearance, though, on the George Lucas Talk Show. It's an online comedy series hosted by a guy impersonating George Lucas.
It's a good gimmick.
It is a good gimmick. But they do have real guests. Comedian Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He was on the most recent episode, and he called Odenkirk to engage in some light banter. Bob sounded good, and he even posted a link to the video on Twitter. That has to be a very, very good sign that he's doing well. So I'd love to get somebody tell the Odenkirk camp that you're not just a journeyman stand-up anymore. You're a major effing star for real, and your public would love to get a real detailed update on how you're doing. I'd like to see that. So there's a family in Warwickshire, England.
Hello.
They got a pleasant surprise the other day. This is starting to fall into the Tom Hanks category, Rob.
In what way?
I'll share the story, then you tell me what you think. Tom Cruise landed his helicopter in their backyard. The family actually got a call saying an unnamed VIP was running late for a meeting and needed to land there because nearby Coventry Airport was temporarily shut down. They were pretty shocked when Tom stepped out of the chopper. Allison Webb says he went straight for her kids and started talking to them. I guess that's the owner.
Yep.
And then offered them a ride. That's pretty cool. So they actually went up in the helicopter while Tom was at his meeting. I'd be scared to put my kids up in a helicopter. I really
would.
Not
if it's part of the publicity stunt, Mike.
No, you're
Mission
right.
Mission Impossible is around the corner.
Yeah, I'm getting
Allison
the date
says,
now.
Quote, it turned out to be an incredible day. It was surreal. I still now can't believe that it happened. It does sound awfully P-R-E.
Yeah, they're starting awfully early for a movie that's opening May 27th.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he is a pilot, right? So
I don't know if it was him or it was his pilot that dumped him off. I'm not sure.
The pilot took them for a ride, I believe.
But Tom Cruise can fly planes, and he is a helicopter pilot. He is licensed.
He does his own stunts, too, yeah.
All I know is that after it was all over and Tom had to go back to his hotel, he actually just hung on to the little ski helicopter to do that, play the thing. But,
don't be fooled, people. Don't be fooled.
Oscar, you're a big fan of these guys, especially the second one. Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Are developing a buddy cop movie. That's badass. Imagine those two. It all started with a romantic text message exchange. On the Late Late Show, Jason said, quote, he literally texted me 4 days ago going, we need to do a buddy cop film. We love each other. Let's do it in Hawaii. And I said, let's do it. I have an idea. So it's off to the races now. We're doing it. He added, quote, it sells itself, bro. Dave loves wearing Speedos. I love wearing board shorts. And both of us with our shirts off. He'll be grumpy. I'll be charming. Boom. That's funny.
I would love it if their police car, though, was a smart car.
Jason Momoa on the highest, I guess, the just released. It's number one trending as of yesterday. It's called Sweet Girl, the movie. And I watched it last night. Decent for Netflix. Not their best, but decent for Netflix.
Okay. Yeah.
But Jason Momoa stars in it.
I watched Stillwater last night.
Oh.
The Matt Damon vehicle. Yeah. And it was... It doesn't get much more depressing than that. Hey, if the pandemic and the Delta variant have you down, check out Stillwater. You'll be twice as depressed.
It looked so sad.
Thanks for the pick-me-up.
Mike, I watched the trailer. I was going to watch it on Friday night. Yeah. It looks so sad, I said.
It's a good movie. It's a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah.
But watch the movie and tell me if you were Amanda Knox that... You wouldn't be pissed.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I want to say about the movie. Other than that, my review is see it for yourself. Not a bad movie.
I love the fact that the Momoa cop buddy movie, they've actually said we're going to shoot it in Hawaii. That's like every time they have the season premiere of a big sitcom, they're doing something in a destination. Because they build it into the budget.
It's a family vacation.
Yeah, everyone like the Brady Bunch is in Hawaii or Modern Family's in Las Vegas.
I watch Hawaii, 5-0, the new reboot?
Yeah.
It's on reruns all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the White Lotus. The White Lotus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There we go. Fantastic. Boom, bam. It turns out you might have been swallowing pills wrong, Rob Spiewak. I know you take a lot of meds.
I'd love my pills.
How many pills a day you think you take?
Oh, I used to be 5 a day, but that was such a hassle.
Did that clear up finally for you with that one?
Actually, Mike, sadly, it fell off.
Oh, that's good. That's cool. Ultimately, that was the goal. It turns out that you might be doing it wrong, or at least chasing them with the wrong types of drinks. A new study.
Yeah.
Boy, this is timely for everybody who's been taking pills their whole life.
Oh my God.
A new study found you should always take pills with water, never with coffee, juice, or soda, and maybe not milk either. Researchers looked at different types of drinks and the effect they have on different pills. I had no idea this could happen. They tested 5 over-the-counter meds we take for pain, inflammation, and allergies. So things like Tylenol, ibuprofen, and Zyrtec.
Okay.
They found that taking them with anything other than water might affect how you absorb them, the medication. Coffee, juice, and soda can make pills dissolve faster than they're supposed to, so your body doesn't have as much time to absorb what's in them, and they might not work as well. It also happened with buttermilk, which suggests dairy products could do it too.
And that's what I exclusively drink.
Yeah, to take your pills.
And all day.
Carrie puts them in a bowl, takes in a Kraft single, balls it up, puts the pills in there, then gives Rob a little buttermilk and rubs his throat.
That's right. And then pats me on the head.
It might not affect some types of pills, but unless your doctor says otherwise, water. That's what you should take your pills with.
I seem to remember that grapefruit juice did something really bad with antibiotics.
Look at the acidity?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the acidity.
My wife, she thinks it's strange, but I don't need water. I can swallow without any fluids.
So if you need an aspirin or something, you're one of those tough people.
I'm tough. I just take it.
Robert.
Well, you see it in the movies. They're tough guys do it. You know, it's like that. I saw Bourdain do it in a documentary I was watching.
What about Goody's headache powders?
Oh, that just dissolves on your tongue?
But Robert, when he had all his chemo pills, he'd chew them and swallow them. And I can't believe he's doing it. But he was a kid. He didn't know from it. So he would chew and swallow them.
Nothing ruins a day at the beach like an aggressive cow. This is a beach in France that's famous for its sunbathing and famous for its cows. Recently, they had to temporarily close due to some aggressive behavior from the animals. Local officials took the opportunity to remind the public, the cows are wild.
Wild,
yeah, wild, baby. Authorities temporarily closed the beaches in Corsica. Ha-ha! Corsica! The island is famous for having 15,000 cows that roam the island, including the beaches. Multiple people have recently been attacked by the cows.
Mike, these are Corsica cows.
Corsica cows?
One man was gored in the neck on a beach. There was also another incident where a herd of cows chased tourists down a popular street. A 70-year-old had an extremely close call with death after a cow attacked her while she was hanging her laundry.
Oh, no.
This is all according to Francois Aquaviva. That sounds like mayor of the town of Lozi. The animal missed striking the woman's femoral artery by just 2 centimeters.
Ooh.
While she was hanging laundry, for God's sake.
Buy a dryer.
Yeah. And now a little something, something. Yes. An Australian. Oh, I didn't play the thing. An Australian man. This is a long one, so bear with
me here. Stay with you.
He lost feeling in one of his legs, couldn't walk for 2 weeks, and almost died due to the poop that he held in his body.
Oh, no.
I should have warned everybody. Yeah, if you're like dining and listening to this, this is going to be gross.
Dining.
Local doctors. Yeah, well, you know, I picture linen tablecloth and people dining.
Glassy candles.
Local doctors have involved themselves in the affairs of a man who became so constipated that it gave him paralysis in one of his legs and came dangerously close to dying of poop. He's 53 years old. He's from Australia. He took himself to the emergency room with abdominal pain. It had been building for 3 days.
Oh.
He had swelling. He had nausea. More alarmingly, he was experiencing pain in his right leg, which he was unable to move for 24 hours. The leg had no palpable pulse and was cold to the touch.
Ew.
Do you ever wonder why people wait this long? How long people wait suffering before they go to the doctor? A rectal examination revealed that the man had impacted stools. A scan of the abdomen revealed he was suffering from massive fecal compaction and potentially life-threatening abdominal compartment syndrome.
Wow.
That's increased pressure on the gut.
Sure.
The scan revealed that his... I'm warning you, if you're eating something,
you're
just
dining,
to take it
away.
The scan revealed his fecal matter had become so backed up, it had distended his large intestine and put pressure on his right iliac artery. This pressure caused pain in his leg as well as paralysis. I think this is the doctor that said, due to the seriousness of his case, he was also showing signs of renal impairment and metabolic acidosis, where the kidneys stop working.
Right.
He was taken to surgery right away to remove the backlog of matter and relieve his abdominal pressure. The doctors in the original report took it further. They wrote, significant fecal disimpaction was performed manually under general anesthesia with approximately 2 liters of stuff removed.
Yes.
They wrote that after 13 days, the man was able to walk and immediately made a reservation at the Cheesecake Factory. Anyway, that's it. Thank you. Long way to go.
That's a thick menu, man.
Long way to go for that one. Yes, sir. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Cheesecake Factory.
TikTok. Did you catch the latest bonus show? If you didn't, here's what you missed.
Sounds like David Spade.
I could break you, mate.
Check out the TMOS Pinup Society.
It's not all nudity.
Like this show, Mike.
It's not all nudity.
Rob Cox.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Larry Gorman. You're a little dirty bird. Oh, our daughter is so much smarter.
Thank God, he's funny.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Don't have a bonus show subscription? Then get one, because it's the only way to get that fifth hour of comedy power every week. Try a single episode, try a month, or splurge for an entire year. It's one of the best ways to help support TMOS. Give yourself, a friend, a loved one, or even your neighbor the gift of laughter. Click that bonus show banner now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato, and Twitch and Jim doing a great job on the promos.
Wonderful.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door like Oscar did.
Yes.
Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help you. Pretty easy to negotiate, isn't it,
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
It really is, right?
And it's not intimidating. It's because especially if you don't know anything about it, they will walk you through it.
I never even understood what it was until I went to this site. And now I dig it.
It's easy. Yeah. And it's something, you know, that's growing like a weed. So you better get involved with it. If you identify as crypto curious, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers trusted and easy to use platforms to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It is a great time to get started. For a limited time, new users can get $5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $5 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase,
Coinbase,
for sponsoring our show. We truly appreciate that. I wanted to ask you, Rob Spiewak, because people have contacted me about it. I'm not trying to pressure anybody or do something
right
on air we shouldn't do. The fruitcakes. Oscar, Rob, fruitcakes. Where are we with the what's our time?
I defer to Oscar.
Please defer to me. We are looking to launch our fruitcake campaign in September.
Okay.
Like we did last year. So for those of you waiting or in the know, we will have a campaign this year. We're just, like everybody else, making sure we can lock in the supply chain. That's all it is.
I just wanted to make sure.
Because it wasn't easy to get the all the ingredients last year. We were able to do it, but we want to make sure that if we make a promise, we can follow up on it.
Speaking of food, listen, here's my take on this. The things you're good at. The things that you contribute. I have to tell you that it is a super sensitive time for us.
Mm-hmm.
We are, the local news down here in Fort Myers, Florida, is one of the most depressing things you will ever see. It is every single night, the battle of doctors talking about how desperate they are because of the overflow that they're getting in their ICUs and the beds that are available and the stress that it's taking and the toll that it's taking on the medical workers that thought they were out of the woods on this. And then you combine that with the warfare that's going on between parents and the government requiring schools to mandate masks. We are not alone, the O'Mara family, in not having our kid in school right now because school is a very dangerous place to be. I think out of hundreds of schools in the county that I live in, there might be 2, 3, or 4 that have not had a COVID outbreak. So when you think about that, it's a pretty scary situation. A dear, dear, dear guy over at the place I used to play golf, if you told me what's the one employee that I didn't want to see get this thing, it would be this guy, Phil. And Phil is just, I don't know how to describe him. This guy, you know, for anybody that's been around golf courses, public or private, you know, there are these guys that that run the back of the house operations,
sure,
run the carts, mm-hmm, do the starting and stuff. This guy, man in his 70s, probably one of the greatest attitudes of any living human being that I saw. And they called him, I love this, the younger guys in the cart barn called him the tip Jesus.
Tip Jesus.
Which I thought was the funniest line, because this guy, more than 25-year-olds, would hustle his ass off.
Yeah.
And he also did the starting where he'd announce the people that are coming up, and he'd always be enthusiastic and fun about it. And I used to always say, Phil, this is my business. You're the guy. Why don't they hire you as the regular guy? He said, well, I could get the job. I don't want it. I want to go out to where the real money is. He was great like that. And
love
brilliant.
It.
He's on a ventilator. So,
man.
And he got COVID. He probably wasn't vaccinated because he had, he was, I believe, treated for cancer. I don't know the details of it, but my friend Mark Miller, the radio guy down here, passed that along. It is a super, super stressful time now. A lot of stuff is going down today. I know there's a lawsuit that's trying to rescind this, I call it an anti-mask order, because the governor basically says you don't have to wear a mask in school.
Right.
And he's got a doctor on there that comes out and says there's no evidence that masks really work. That's what we're up against, even though hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies have been done on the efficacy of masks. You can find them online.
Easily.
It's not difficult.
Easily.
It really is. So when I go to a new store, I'm a live and let live guy. I'm not somebody who's going to say, hey, put that mask on.
Right.
I've been vaccinated. I've got my 8-year-old in tow. I'm wearing a mask. That's my choice.
Yeah.
If we're inside You know, it happens. I went to the grocery store today. There were a bunch of people that didn't have masks. There were some people that did have masks. What I don't need is you to put your little policy that has nothing to do with the warning. A mask policy where masks are mandatory, that is a standard that a lot of people have. But when you're doing a little paragraph or two to talk about freedom and patriotism, and you have it on the front door of your establishment, you know, you can lick it right now because I'm living this and I'm dealing with this. I don't need that. By the way, I would have gone into your store and had no problem with people wearing or not wearing masks. But when you're sitting there and waving your little flag with your misinformation, it pisses me off. And that's the world we're living
in. It should
down
piss you off.
Here. Oscar had a very interesting statistic.
Yeah. This,
you know, we say it's not political. I'm sorry. We have to tell you the way it is and the most recent survey that came out.
So, look, I know that I get my news primarily from a financial news network that has its own political leanings. That there's no doubt about that. But by default, you're dealing with finance. It's a little more conservative. It just is.
Right.
And for them to highlight a study that just came out, or a poll where it looked like 91% of the Biden supporters have been vaccinated in this country, and roughly 50% of the Trump supporters in this country have been vaccinated. That's all you need to see to know it's political. It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's also when you read between the lines of people that are getting sick and people that are dying, you can sort of see where the attitude is, because you'll hear a lot of widows that'll be explaining their reason that they didn't believe it. The misinformation, we would be not doing our jobs telling the truth if we didn't tell you misinformation is out there.
Sure.
And I'm just saying, look at it like an insurance policy, you know? I mean, really.
For governors of both Texas and Florida, top of mind at the moment, to come out and politicize this in a way that says, well, we have rights too for those that don't want to get vaccinated. You sit there and you wonder, well, is this what happened when like polio was being eradicated? We said, you don't have to do this. Like, you don't have to take the vaccine. When did we start talking about this? We started talking about this when they made it political.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I give you this from the most recent article that says it's no mystery. This was written by Dylan Scott for Vox, and he said it's no. And then somebody go, oh, there's another fake news. Just hear me out for a second.
Okay.
It's no mystery what's happening in Florida right now or why. The state is experiencing its worst surge of the pandemic. Last week, it was averaging nearly 25,000 new cases every day. The previous high in January was 18,000. I remember telling my wife, we're getting out of Dodge if there are 3,000 cases.
Right.
More than 17,000 Floridians are hospitalized with COVID-19, another record. Around 230 people are dying every day in the state that I live in. And I'll be honest with you, I love this state. I love living here. I love the rhythm here. I love it. I move my family here because I enjoy it. It makes me feel like me when I'm down here. You can make every joke about that you want, but I love
it's
down
fine.
Here.
It's great.
Florida leads all states in the number of hospitalizations and deaths per capita. Just wanted to share that. That's where we are with what it is.
And I mean, it's so horrible because, God, we were so, I feel like saying, we were so close. We had it on the run. And then it just, it
Get
surges.
Get vaccinated.
Yeah, do it, folks. Come on.
Hospitals, and for the people in healthcare in this state, 7%, just 7% of the state's ICU beds are currently available. 7%. Think about that if you get a heart attack or if you have another issue that you have to go to the hospital. It's more than half of the people currently in ICUs statewide have COVID. That's how it works. And, it's tough. You know what's going to happen, though? I think that I've also heard the light at the end of the tunnel, that as the vaccine numbers, which they are, slowly creeping up a little bit, and with people getting sick, unfortunately, that's not the way you wanted to get there, that perhaps we will, in the fall, mid-fall, we may have some progress on this. But it is, oh, God, it's exhausting. I can't even tell you. We've kind of resigned ourselves to it right now. We're watching a lot of school board situations and where they are. Got a great teacher. If they do mask mandate, I'll roll the dice, put my kid back in school. But it's scary. It's a scary time
right here. But you made the right choice. And I think the fact that right now you're keeping him home
Right.
It takes a certain amount of burden and worry away from you. Although the situation overall is bad, at least he's protected right now.
Yeah.
And I know that you probably second-guessed yourself. It's tough to pull your kids out of school. And
it
is
tough, yeah.
And we went through a same. Remember, Julia essentially got to where she was going to move in and then stopped. Because she said, it's just not time. It's a really tough decision. But take solace in the fact you're right. You're careful, you're cautious, and you're right. And it sucks that your government can't back you up on what's right. But at least
it's frustrating, and there's a lot more in this article.
But Julia's really, in class now, right?
Yes, she is. Yeah. But this
interesting article. If you get a chance, it's Vox. Go to Vox and check out an article by How Florida's Massive COVID-19 Spike Got So Bad. Mm. The Florida Surge is a Microcosm of a Summer Gone Wrong, which it is. It's been a nightmare, and it really is super sad. And it's probably, more than anything else, it's the reason my wife is now being mean to me. That's what it is.
You mentioned this.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said to her now 2 days in a row, I said, could you be nicer? Could you just be nicer? I'm sitting there in the car today. I'm in the old man seat, which I call it the old man seat.
Passenger
got the
seat,
little rug rack in the little rug rack in the back, and she's driving. And I see a car on like McGregor Boulevard down here doing about 85 miles an hour. Like that. And I go, whoa. Mm-hmm. That was my reaction to it. And all of a sudden she goes, I'm driving the car. Do you know how much that scares me? Why not do that? I'm trying to drive. I said, okay. No, I'm trying to drive. My mother does that too. You be, what are you making such a big, what's that sound? That sound scared me.
It is very tricky, Mike, to drive.
Drive
an automatic transmission.
Oh God! No, she was like pulling out of a driveway, and I saw the car by, and I went, "Whoa!" And she said, "What? What? Whoa!
Don't you do that to me?
It's a tense time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
It's tense. Look, everybody that's listening to the show.
Millsy comes over this weekend. I'll be relieving some of that tension.
I don't care where you are. Some people are very lucky and they live in a cocoon that, you know, they just get to hear about it on the show or see it on the news.
Yeah.
But none of us are in a headspace or we're like, oh, we're not thinking about this at all.
No. Shut up, Frankie. Shut up.
Except you're going to get disqualified.
Except for him. Frankie doesn't care.
It's a tough time for Frankie. He's going to get dog COVID.
Yeah.
No. That'd be sad,
anywho,
wouldn't it?
When we come back, hateful mascots.
Yes.
Yes.
To lighten the mood. I'm sorry. I tucked it in.
You had to get it off your chest. We're good. We're good.
Inner cookie of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going out of my mind down here. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara does Broadway.
Uh-huh. Sunrise, sunset. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
What's your wife's first name, since she doesn't like the show tunes?
Janine. Hi, I'm Janine Pollock, wife of TMOS P1 listener Mike Pollock. And after my husband shared my less than stellar reviews of Mike O'Mara's show tune performances on a recent episode, I've been asked to say a few kind words about the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, O'Mara, next time you take show tune requests, I'd be glad to help you out. The exit is right over there.
There you go. Thanks. Thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Janine.
Wherever fine podcasts are found, TMOS is there, too.
Thank you, lady. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's talk ears, shall we? They're just like fingerprints. No two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a good long time. If you wear them for a while, they all get uncomfortable.
They do.
They really do. Ultimate Ears Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears, are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. Or if I was from London, I would say, these are the most comfortable earbuds in the world. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, like if you're jogging, power walking, riding a bike. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit, kind of like those custom earphones you see all those musicians use.
It's exactly the same technology.
Put them in, connect the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like TMOS.
I like that show.
right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound's amazing. If you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. Try them out. You're going to love them as much as we did. Let's open up the dumpster and see what we've got in there. What? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I got lost.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's a lot going on.
It's been a... Frankie! I can't... Frankie! God damn it!
Has he lost his sense of smell? You know what he needs, Mike?
Just saying hello.
You know what that dog needs? Hospital bed.
No. Hospital bed. You got it in there. All right. We only have a short time. I'm way late. I thought we were at the last break.
I'm sorry. Your take on this because it affects you and your family, actually.
All right.
Quality Logo Products did a survey, and they wanted to find out the most offensive college mascots. The top three are all offensive to Native Americans.
Of course.
Okay? I probably won't even be aware of a lot of these, but I'd be curious to see what you've got here.
Florida's Osceola Renegades, San Diego State's Aztec Warrior. And
Slow down. Okay.
They're all Native American.
University of Florida?
Yes, University of Florida's Osceola and Renegades, San Diego State's Aztec Warrior, and the University of Hawaii's Vili the Warrior, V-I-L-I.
Okay, wait, University of Florida is, I thought they were the Gators.
This is Florida's Osceola.
Osceola.
So I might maybe a different
What is campus. That? What okay. school? What are we, Osceola?
I'm just reading what I have in this
is
story.
Is that Osceola University?
You know what? That is, and what happened is they did
Let me ask you something. When you cut and paste, do you ever just think about doing
out.
A deeper dive?
It's printed out.
Mike, what
it's
happened is they underlined it wrong in the story. I apologize. I was going by the
underline. So what is the school?
Osceola University, the
That's
Renegades.
That's what it is. Yes. Okay, good.
Osceola University.
Yes. San Diego State's Aztec Warrior and Hawaii's Vili the Warrior. But Mike, that's really not the story here. Number four does not have anything to do with Native Americans. Number four actually has to do.
Cheer for all Notre Dame.
Is the leprechaun, the fighting Irish leprechaun for Notre Dame. And I want to know, as an Irish American, are you offended by the fighting Irish leprechaun?
No, but I, you know, my ancestors came over during the potato famine.
Right.
And then, you know, like fought in the Civil War and, you know, became political leaders and police officers, all the while that the, American government and military was out on the fruited plain pillaging Native Americans and indigenous peoples and stealing land and murdering them and then herding them into horrible places and calling them reservations for years and years and years. So I really don't... that survey, calling that the most hateful mascot, seems confusing to me.
It's the fourth
it's
most
number
hateful.
Four. It's number four. Top five.
By the way, the Osceola University mascot is... basically a Native American.
Yeah, that's what it is. I believe they're called the Renegades, right?
The Renegades. Yeah, well, that's a derogatory term, you know, because we're going to go get those Renegades and stuff like that.
Notre Dame issued a statement, and they came out swinging. They said, it's worth noting that there is no comparison between Notre Dame's nickname and mascot and the Indian and warrior names and mascots used by other institutions, such as the NFL team formerly known as the Redskins. None of these institutions were founded or named by Native Americans who sought to highlight their heritage by using names and symbols associated with their people. They go on to say that Notre Dame
was founded. So what they're saying at Notre Dame is the Irish people founded
precisely
the university.
Yes.
And like the idea of the fighting Irish. And it's always been, we're fighting because it's kind of a football deal.
Sure.
Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
But I'm just curious if it ever bothered you.
No. I mean, to be honest with you, the whole Irish drinking thing never bothered me that much either because I hope I don't piss people off.
Because
here.
Of your Uncle Bill Sheehan?
No, I just find it a little credible growing up in my family.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't think there's an alcohol gene, you know, watch the living room in my house up in Maine, you know, there'd be a lot of this. Let me see if I can get it. I'll use a pen as a cigarette.
Yes.
You know, so that. Bill, you don't seem to understand that you, well, maybe call me an idiot. Well, then you confuse your head. It's a simple problem. Smoke drink.
Anyway, so Notre Dame is upset that they made the top five. But as our resident Irish
What were the top five again? Give us the top five.
I only have the top four because it was a Notre Dame.
Oh, the top four. Who were the top four again?
The top four at number four was Notre Dame. Number three is Hawaii's Vili the Warrior, V-I-L-I.
I would assume that's an indigenous character.
Right. San Diego State's Aztec Warrior.
Okay, another indigenous people.
And at number one, Florida's Osceola Renegades.
Yeah. Okay, very. And then, by the way, the Florida has Florida State has the Seminoles.
That's right.
Which is a tribe down here.
Right.
And then then you go into probably find some offensive ones in other. Anytime there's a Native American type of thing, you're dealing with.
Yeah, I feel
that,
so. I feel you're right.
It's a valid question in this cancel culture climate we live in.
Yeah.
That
right.
for Notre Dame to get ahead of that and say, whoa, don't mix. This is not.
Apples and oranges.
This is not a Washington football team, Redskins situation.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
This is what we chose when we founded the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Fighting Irish, I mean, they could have changed the mascot to waking up in a pool of your own vomit. That could have been it,
Yeah, but how do you put that on a hat?
Yeah, that's tough. I've seen graphic designers. They can work magic with that type of thing,
Adobe Photoshop.
And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the mascot a leprechaun?
He is, yes. and he's got his fists up like this. He's fighting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
and a student dresses up, usually a slightly built student, dresses up at the football games, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it usually a wee man?
Well, I don't know. Can you see that picture?
He's a little.
Yeah.
He's standing next to the lineman, too.
Yeah. I mean, but that'd be a good job for Rudy.
Or Dan O'Brien. Let's take a break, and when we come back, it's a...
Work on the accent.
It's a dumpster. I'll get it right this time on the timing.
All right.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with that. Have more fun and more thrills. The Fighting Irish. It's always the fist like this.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Which
perfect
really,
close.
Any martial artist will tell you you're going to break your wrist, and you're going to get your ass kicked. We'll be right back, everybody.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Bored with burgers?
Oh, no.
Tired of tacos?
Love this.
Sick of spaghetti?
Hey, hold on. Pause this for a second. Yeah. Pause this for a second, please. I want you to start a thing. Michael!
Oh, he hasn't heard it yet.
Hey, Michael, come here.
I can't wait to see his real-time reaction.
Yeah. All right, so let's stop.
Rewind it, please.
Yes, man.
All right, here we go.
I can't wait.
Michael Williams, I want you to hear this is a new promo that's on the show. This is just for you.
Yeah, don't give him
any. We'll be right back, everybody. Now back to the commercial already in progress.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Bored with burgers?
Tired of tacos?
Sick of spaghetti?
Well, there's a new neighborhood restaurant that has something for every member of the family.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks.
God damn it, Twitch.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant. Can't do it.
It's Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant.
Yes, Butt Cheeks. It's what's for dinner.
Try our posterior pork chops, rustic rump steak, and delicious derriere desserts.
For reservations to Michael William O'Mara's Butt Cheeks Restaurant, submit your letter to the TMOS mailbag.
Just email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's.
We'll see you at Butt Cheeks.
Goodbye, foodie.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't.
Pretty good. I'm Michael. Whatever.
See you later. You can go back to doing what you were doing. Bye-bye. That was a win. That was a win all the way.
What's not to like?
I meant to do that yesterday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by one of our fine sponsors, Noom. You know them.
Noom.
You love them. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, but that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different. So Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. No food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. Noom only asks for about 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all. Choose your goal, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you. I'll tell you, everybody around the TMOS show loves it. Carla and Oscar. Carla's never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS, and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time to open that big thing up and see
who's in there.
He's hanging out down there. At the bottom of the thing.
I'm Buck Melanoma, Molly Russell's wart.
Oh, that's sad. That's
wart. Yeah. I'm the wart. She's my tumor, my growth, my pimple. I'm Uncle Wart, just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me.
That's what they call him.
Oh, what a movie. Uncle Buck.
And what a great actor.
John Candy.
The very best. So there's a few podcasts I listen to on a fairly regular basis. Patton Oswalt has a podcast that he ripped off from Cake and Cookies that he does with his wife, Meredith Salinger. And I was listening to it on the way in today. And imagine my surprise when they get onto the subject of radio people that pretend to be happy when they're not happy.
Right.
And out of the blue, Patton mentions this.
I remember growing up, there was a duo in Washington, D.C. called Don and Mike. And they, when I would go to school... They were very openly, they weren't down all the time, but the days they were in a bad mood, they would just be in a bad mood on their show. And it was so refreshing to go, oh, someone else is having a bad, because in my mind, like, they're on the radio. That's the easiest job. I got to go to school. I hate this. And you'd hear them go, the manager wants us to do this stupid, I don't want to go out there this weekend. This dumb river raft thing on the Potomac, it stinks. I was like, oh, that's right. Everyone has bad days. It actually put me in a better mood.
No, I know other people in the
mood. Yes.
Isn't that great? I love that.
That's cool. Enlightening, too. That is cool. Truly, truly enlightening. Well, Patton, do our show.
All right. So I love when celebrities do stuff that's just, there's no really benefit to them except they're having a good time. The Rock put this on Instagram, which is like TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
I got it. You rushed me.
Sorry.
So he knows that there is a Hollywood, like, tour of the stars homes bus that's always
we are so dumb by the way
we are
the such fact that now that's a game
show.
For us
I know
such a stupid show and I was slow the old man was slow oh god
but not all too right. slow to lash out and say you rushed me
you're rushed
stupid.
Me so, all right there we go
there is a view of the stars home tour that always is in the Rock's neighborhood and he saw the bus so he actually pulls up to give these people the surprise. I just think the Rock is a cool guy.
All right, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find the Rock? How you guys doing? I'll wait. Don't worry.
What a great reaction.
How you guys doing? Everybody good? All right.
That's a great reaction.
You're very welcome. All right, brother. Oh, cool. You guys have a good trip. All right. Thank you. Love you, too.
That's A-list sighting. That's an A-list sighting.
But it's so satisfying for him, too. Can you play that again?
And a great
one of the better ones I've ever heard.
And what is so great when what he says to them is, anyone know where I can find the Rock?
All right, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find the Rock?
I just love it. I think he's great. All right.
That's so cool.
So if I say to you, Comirnaty, do you know what that is?
No.
Oscar?
No.
Now that they've approved the Pfizer vaccine, that's going to be the name it's marketed under, Comirnaty.
The problem is...
What, they try to find a more complex name because Pfizer was too complex? What the hell's going on with that? Modernati?
No, Comirnaty. You have to have a name for it. And
And Giordanotti?
The problem is that no one can say it.
The vaccine has been known as the Pfizer vaccine and will now be marketed as Comirnaty.
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 Comirnaty. Well, I guess we'll figure out how they're going to pronounce that.
Comirnaty.
That's right. Seth Meyers got it right. No one
Comirnaty.
Else got it. Comirnaty.
Why?
Comirnaty. Internet.
Is it someone's last name?
I don't know what
that
it is.
That invented it? What happened?
Comirnaty.
Johnny Comirnaty.
Isn't that Jesus. The guy that just got a mistrial? Michael Comirnaty?
I believe he did.
Stormy Daniels attorney? No, that's Avenatti. I know
Mango.
That. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's salute this guy who's a dick. His name is Spencer Eldon. You don't know his name, but you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was the baby on the cover of the Nirvana album Nevermind.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And he's now suing Nirvana for his image, saying that he could not have consented to being naked on an album cover, and also alleging that it's child pornography.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's where his, as they say in Monty Python, where his case falls to the ground. Because 2019, he was trying to sell autographed copies of the picture.
It's just something that happened to me. It's not necessarily something that I did. It's pretty wild being part of such a successful project and being the kind of poster child of that. And other than that, people can always go send me a direct message, and if they want a poster, they can send them a link to my PayPal, and then I can send them a signed poster.
So here's his problem. Here's the problem where he didn't think it through. If he wins his case, he's automatically guilty of selling child pornography.
Right.
Wow.
So there is that. So
he sounds like a stain. Anyway.
He is an absolute stain. Yeah. He is an absolute
absolutely.
Stain.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Please.
So the day before we talked about Uber, but we didn't mention Lyft.
Uber.
Now Lyft has a what is it when you like,
used to be a fine sponsor of the Michael Marathon.
That's right. That's right.
Then COVID hit.
What is when you get an upgraded Lyft vehicle? Is it called like Lyft Plus or something where you get like
the luxury vehicle?
You have the town car or the suburban or whatever. This, if I ordered the upgraded Lyft experience and this happened to me and this is happening this week in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, I would be pissed off. Random people are going to be picked up in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Lyft is sending the Wienermobile.
This is great.
To pick people up. Have you guys
ever been in it?
No.
You have. I know. I know.
Oscar what?
Because it's one of the, there are a handful of like experiences in your life that I'm like, man, that would have been so cool. That is one of them.
That is pretty cool. That's cool.
Would you like to know who I wrote in it with?
I know the answer to this.
I do not.
So I defer to Oscar.
Would you like to share with Oscar who I wrote in it with?
Not only did he ride with this celebrity who screamed from the Wienermobile, legendary singer, Donny Osmond.
Wow. That's
who
cool.
Who screamed, and we had him scream, and he did it for us out the window. I'm Donny Osmond. Don't you wish you were me?
That's
early use of wireless technology.
Absolutely.
So here's fantastic. Good news for people that are stupid. Now that we're getting the resurgence and the Delta variant, Luke Bryan is bringing back his farm tour.
Well, obviously coming off, you know, a year where we couldn't do it and being in lockdown. And I mean, you know, to say that it's 12 years of farm tours, pretty miraculous.
But just know this,
Luke.
Mike.
We've had enough.
Just know this. In his actuality, he does call it special and he does call it amazing because that's what he does.
Yes, he does.
You're
yes,
all going God to get him. Sick. You're going to die down there.
Thank you, Luke.
Makes me frustrated. All right.
I know it does.
We talked earlier about Tom Cruise. And it's funny, this is a different story. And this is why I'm pretty sure that helicopter thing was a publicity stunt, because now they're starting to, the little stories are leaking out. And one of his co-stars in MI7 is named Jake Johnson. And he talks about how intense it is to work with Tom Cruise. It's very intense. So again, the publicity machine rolls on.
Yeah, he's an intense guy. And all he really wants to do, he wants to entertain an audience. And if you're not all about that, you're going to get knocked off the Bronco, because he is there to entertain an audience, and he's willing to really put himself in harm's way to do it.
We jumped over buildings together.
Who is this pimp? We were on a three-story building.
This guy sounds like a loser.
Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson.
Who is Jack Johnson?
Co-star of MI7. I don't know that Stuntman? I would know.
Let me look. I'm going to do a quick
I know. Why don't you do that? Let's let him talk some more.
It collapsed, and I landed on my back and told him that something went wrong because I got hurt, and he said, injured or hurt? And I said, what's the difference? And he goes, can you go again? Or is something broke? And I was like, no, I mean, I can go again. And he goes, so like, you're hurt. And he goes,
I urge everybody in our listening audience, go Google an image search for Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson.
And tell Jake Johnson. Was it Jack or Jake?
Jake Johnson.
You said Jack. Oh, nice.
You said Jack.
Yeah, it's Jake.
I said Jake because I'm looking at it.
No, you said Jack Johnson. You did. Check the tape.
All right, I'll check the tape.
No, he's a different guy. I can't recognize him either. But he's a generic looking actor with black hair. That's about it.
Look, Tom Cruise, the ask of him was, you know, are you injured
or are you hurt?
Are you hurt? That is a solid question that you can ask somebody if you're doing a stunt.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you go again?
Yeah, well, let's hear the
three-story building. He's not faking it. When he's holding onto a side of the plane and it takes off and that wind is hitting his face and it looks like it's ripping his skin open, because it's ripping his skin open.
The publicity train rolls on, Mike. It rolls
on. It does. Something's afoot. Yeah. Something's afoot.
And let's close with this. Ants on Instagram. I just like when people randomly tape their family. They're... Answer discussing toilet paper. I found this charming. We'll close with this. Two older ladies.
What are you talking about?
Toilet paper.
What about it?
Your mama said that we had toilet paper because she didn't have but one roll. Well, all we got's a little round cylinder. You might get three wipes out of it.
When people go in the bathroom, when they wipe,
yeah,
you don't do like this. You do like this. I mean, my gosh. They must smear hockey all over their buttocks, you reckon?
Oh, my God.
You reckon?
Hockey all over their buttocks.
Yeah, buttocks. You just reminded me. Isn't that what they say in Forrest Gump? I got shot in my buttocks.
My buttocks.
That's your digital dumpster.
My buttocks.
Buttocks.
I got shot in my buttocks.
Maybe they're going to butt cheeks.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, great.
Thank you for joining us for another fabulous episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be back tomorrow with more fun and more thrills, including, I haven't done it in a while, I may be foolish for doing it, but a little pony time.
Oh!
And I'm going to give him a full 24 hours to think about it. Don't say anything, pony. Waiting is the key. You posted a picture of a dog, and I wish to know why. So, that'll be tomorrow. That's the excitement you can look forward to. For Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying, so long, everybody!
Bye-bye!
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
How would you like to be told that about your child?
He's minimally exceptional.
Oh, thank God for that.
If that's a joke, I love it. If not, I cannot wait to unpack that with you.
Who did they go to war with? The world.